Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
There's a term going around at the moment called the Internet of Things, and Sean Gallagher joins us on the line this morning to tell us a little bit about that. Good morning to you, Sean.
Good morning, Ryan. How are you?
Very well, thank you. I'm not up to speed with what the Internet of Things is, so do you want to give me a pot of
slow down? Sure, absolutely. Yeah, so essentially the Internet of Things is connecting your everyday items, like, you know, your coffee maker, your washing machine, you know, your lamp, anything really, up to the Internet. And essentially, you know, it creates this kind of ecosystem whereby now, you know, you can do things you could never do before, like, you know, turn on your heating when you're you know, sitting, you know, comfortably in your workplace, and make sure that, you know, you get to be nice and warm when you get back home. So that's really what the Internet of Things is. And it's really not just, I guess, related just to the kettles and washing machines of the world, but it also applies to much bigger things like airplanes and cars. So, you know, when you're flying up in the air with Ryanair, you know, their engines are communicating back to base to say, like, you know, listen, things are going well, but I might need a bit of an oil change when I get back. And the guys can be there and do that, you know, fix when the plane lands. There's almost, you know, no time spent waiting on a delay, you know. So that's really what the Internet of Things is. It's just connecting all these things together and making a giant big network out of it. So, you know.
Okay. Well, let's talk about some examples of the Internet of Things. So let's take home. So connected home.
Sure. Yeah. So I guess connected home, I mean, probably the best example of that would be the Nest Thermometer. So you may have seen, I guess, ads from the ESB or whatever, and I guess the Web Summit about the Nest Thermometer. So essentially what it is a smart thermometer. So you can, you know, put it in your home and it will learn essentially, you know, how you adjust your heating up and down, and start learning, you know, when the best times is to reduce the heating and help you save energy. So that's one side of things. But also the cooler element, like I mentioned before, was, you know, you can be anywhere. You know, you could be in Australia, you could be in the States, or, you know, you could be at your workplace, and you can adjust the heating or cooling of your house with just by opening up the app and changing a few things. So that's part of the connected home. And now we're seeing things, you know, progress from that, whereby your car can now be connected to the Nest. So, you know, if you happen to be driving a Mercedes, you know, your car will see, you know, that you're driving back towards your house and go like, oh, Ryan's driving back towards his house. You know, let's change the temperature to make sure it's going to be nice and cool for him, because, you know, I want a nice warm day today. So that's kind of where we've seen things going. You know, going on from that, another way whereby, you know, obviously lots of stuff is connected with your phone. You know, we can also see, you know, mind control stuff going on as well. So, I mean, we're just, I mean, I think there's a bit of sort of prototyping going on at the moment, but basically for ALS patients, you know, we can basically learn, you know, how their minds work and attach a scanner to their brain. So then they can now control their home with their brain. So they think about turning on the lights, they can turn on the lights. They think about turning on the TV, they can turn on the TV. You know, obviously it's very much the rudimentary stages, but, you know, it's not, you know, beyond the realms in a few years' time, you know, we'll be able to start thinking about things and they start happening, you know.
It is mind-boggling, and my head is melted even trying to make sense of it, because if you're a techie person, you'll really appreciate what you're talking about. If you're not like me, I'm kind of going, what? So I think I think I want my house warm, and the house suddenly starts heating up. I mean, we're into the realm of science fiction, almost James Bond gadgetry.
Nearly, yeah. But I guess, you know, it sort of has, I guess, big effects now for things like people with Airbnb, for instance. I mean, you know, I guess people are kind of familiar with Airbnb. You know, these devices can help you do that. So, for instance, if you had a smart lock on your door, you know, you don't have to be there anymore to let the person in. You can just, you know, send them an invitation via your app, and the door will open for the person you've let in there. So it makes life a lot easier than, you know, trying to run your Airbnb business, for instance, which could be fun. So yeah, I mean, you know, you also have, you know, smart locks, or sorry, drop cams as well. So, you know, if you're worried about security or anything in your home, you can sort of put that anywhere and, you know, get a sense of, you know, well, let's say let the plumber in via my smart lock. You know, is he doing the plumbing? You know, that might be a bit sort of, you know, a big brothery, but, you know, but that can be done now. You know, it's all about connecting these little devices up to the internet and making them talk to you.
And what about the cost of these things? How much is it going to set you back?
So yeah, they're not cheap, I guess. I mean, we're still very much at the kind of, you know, early stages of things. Like a Nest thermostat will cost about €219. A drop cam will cost €270. So they are kind of expensive right now. But like everything in technology, you know, kind of it kind of comes down, you know, as the years go on and more people buy them. So, but yeah, they're not cheap at the moment. But I guess if people see the benefits going forward, then, you know, you might see them a bit more coming down.
Okay. Thanks a million, Sean. It's nice to talk to you again. Get a little flavour of a shape of things to come. We'll see you again soon.
No problem, Ryan.